Morning, everyone. Welcome to the Commissioners' General Session, June 1st, 2026. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance in a moment.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All righty, announcements and updates, Commissioner Watson.
No, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Very good. All righty, public comments starting in the back row. The back row.
My gosh, that back row can't get any closer to the back row.
Let's see, third row. Second row. Front row. Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the May 18th, 2026 meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there a motion to approve the warrant list? There's three lists totaling $656,037.33.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved. All righty, at this time, we'd like to present a Child Welfare Professionals Appreciation Week proclamation, and we have representatives here from our children and youth. It's unfortunate that there are instances whenever our children are put in harm's way or some other bad situation, but it is good to know that we have professionals that are willing to step up and take care of a situation. I won't read the whole thing, but whereas the safety, permanency, and well-being of children are fundamental priorities of every healthy community, and whereas child welfare professionals at Perry County Children and Youth Services work diligently and compassionately to protect vulnerable children, strengthen families, and support the emotional, physical, and social development of youth throughout Perry County. So we sincerely appreciate the services you provide to our residents. Would you like to say anything?
No. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you all for what your team does. The more I learn, I understand more and more what a difficult job you have, and we are grateful to have your team ready for all of our kids in Perry County.
Thank you for everything you do every day.
Thank you for your support. Yes.
Thank you. And we'll take a picture of that. So. Don't rush off. All righty. We'll now have the opening of the fuel oil and propane bids by billed by the same name but a different position.
The first one is W.C. Eschenauer and Son for fuel oil. Number two fuel oil, approximately 35,000 gallons at $368.9 a gallon. Coffee's propane heating fuel oil, approximately 35,000 gallons, $389.9. This is Coffee's propane. Another heating oil, 35,000 gallons, JCM Energy Plus, $3.99 a gallon. Those are all the fuel oil, I believe. Propane, Coffee's propane, 20,000 gallons, $1.38.9, copies propane. This is Superior Plus Propane, 20,000 gallons, $1.47.9. W.C. Eschenauer and Son, 20,000 gallons, $1.31.99 a gallon. W.C. Eschenauer. Heller's Gas. $20,000, $1.62.1 gallons.
1621?
That's what it looks like here. $1.62.1 gallons.
Okay.
Heller's Hardware.
Heller's Gas.
Yeah, Heller's Gas, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking wrong there.
All righty, thank you. These will be evaluated, and then we'll make a decision. All righty, is there a motion to approve the lease renewal agreement for the Duncannon Magisterial District Court in the amount of $3,600 per month?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Is there a motion to approve the Affordable Housing Trust Fund request in the amount of $4,980?
So moved.
Second.
So this is our Affordable Housing Trust Fund was dormant, I guess you would say, for quite a few years. So we've resurrected it. And this is actually our first approval of a program. Joint Hands Ministries evaluates and confirms that the projects are appropriate and eligible. So happy to do this. Is there a motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Is there a motion to approve the quote from IS Decisions for multi-factor authentication software in the amount of $3,792?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Employee status. Is there a motion to accept the resignation of Wendy Miller, Deputy Pathonitary Chief of, Clerk of Courts in the Pathonitary's Office, effective June 4th, 2026.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Is there a motion to approve the appointment of the following to the position of full-time telecommunicator trainee at the 911 Center, effective June 14th, 2026, at an hourly rate of $16.73. So David Grubb and Sean Cleveland.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Is there a motion to approve the appointment of Amanda Schaefer to the position of unpaid intern at Children and Youth Services effective June 15th, 2026?
So moved.
Okay. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All righty. Bill's not with us this morning, so we won't have a solicitor's report. Going back to public comments, back row. Third row. Yes, Grayson.
Item 9, the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. Is that, what entity was asking for the $4,900?
It's a private residence.
Okay.
So this is to help.
I thought maybe it was going to be something to do with the Echo project.
No.
Okay.
No, this is a primarily it's to help people with making their home affordable, to stay in their homes, livable. That's the primary focus. It's relatively broad, but this initial request is for a private residence.
Thank you.
Yep. Front row? All right. Let's see, no press. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Have a good week, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.